This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 93 for Friday, October 6th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are slightly lower and choppy trading on Friday morning ahead of the Thanksgiving long weekend. The November canola contract dips 20 cents at $711 per ton, and the January contract eases back 50 cents at $718.80 per ton. While support for canola comes from gains in European rapeseed, declines in the Chicago soy complex and Malaysian palm oil are weighing on values. Global crude oil prices are slightly lower, putting pressure on the vegetable oils. As the prairie harvest winds down, there's still a measure of pressure being felt in the canola market. Alberta is set to publish its next crop report this afternoon. Historically strong crush margins continue to underpin canola values. Due to the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, the Canadian Grain Commission is delaying its grain handling summary to later today. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady on Friday, with the loonie at 72.85 U.S. cents, compared to Thursday's close of 72.82. Stats Canada says unemployment in Canada remains unchanged at 5.5%. Meanwhile, the United States Department of Labor reports unemployment there holds at 3.8%. Bunge shareholders are giving their thumbs up to the acquisition of Viterra. The merger would make for the world's largest oilseed processor, but still faces a number of regulatory hurdles. Reports out of Ukraine say a Russian attack damaged a grain silo in the Odessa region. Also, a Turkish cargo vessel struck a sea mine, but sustained minor damage. Australia and Argentina are facing droughts due to the El Nino, which will hurt ag production in both countries. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Friday morning. The November contract gives up 10 cents at $12.71 per bushel. December soy oil dips almost 2 tenths of a cent at 55.13 cents per pound. December soy meal loses $4.20 at $373 per short ton. Corn is lower as its December contract gives up 4 cents at $4.93.5 per bushel. Oats are mixed, with its December contract down 4.5 cents at $4.28. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as Chicago December sheds 3 cents at $5.75. Kansas City December pulls back 8 cents at $6.82.5. And Minneapolis December loses 3.5 cents at $7.28. A reminder that the markets in Canada will be closed on Monday for Thanksgiving. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Friday morning, October 6th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.